He insisted they offer the show first to Braun and ABC. 2 minutes into the pitch, aspiring business tycoons vie for a job in the Trump Organization, Braun jumped up from his sofa and said, "Done. I'll take it. We want it." He and Burnett shook hands and hugged each other to seal the deal. Then, The Apprentice was turned over to Business Affairs and ABC's bureaucracy. At $1.5 million per episode, with a projected 15 episodes, ABC didn't have the money in its budget for Braun to approve the show on his own. It would need Iger's approval. Budgetary discretion was crucial to Eisner's and Iger's ultimate control over the network. ABC negotiators tried to get Burnett to lower the price. Exasperated, he took the show to NBC, where programming head Jeff Zucker, who had virtually unfettered authority to make programming decisions, immediately bought it. Braun was furious when he found out, both because ABC had lost the show and because Burnett gave him no advance warning that he was going to NBC. After the blow-up in Eisner's office, the email from Iger accusing Braun of insubordination, and now this, relations between Braun and Iger, never warm, deteriorated even further. There was palpable tension between the two in every meeting. Morale at ABC suffered as speculation swirled that Braun would quit or be fired. Finally, on a Thursday just before the November sweeps, Iger asked Braun to dinner at Vincente, a popular restaurant near Iger's Brentwood residence. Braun agreed, but he came prepared with a litany of complaints that he had discussed with Lynn. "I don't know how this will play out," he told her. "I can make these just for me or from both of us. It's your call." Lynn said she'd back him and that he could say they were from both of them. When Braun arrived at the restaurant, he held out his hand, but Iger refused to shake it. "I hope you're up for this," Iger said, "because I'm going to let you have it." They were seated, and Iger continued. "This is the most dysfunctional relationship I've ever had. You don't respect me. You don't like me. It's unacceptable." "Really?" Braun said. "Well, maybe you need to know why. Do you want to know?" "Yeah," Iger said. Braun pulled out some notes he made and said he had several major problems. Lack of character, incompetence, taking credit for things you had nothing to do with, and running away from decisions you made. Saying that Lynn agreed with him, Braun started citing specific allegations in each category, from the mishandling of Millionaire to 8 Simple Rules, as Iger grew visibly more angry. Braun said Iger deserved little or no credit for ABC's few successes. "What about Bachelor?" Iger countered. "You did shit on Bachelor," Braun exclaimed, his voice rising. "You didn't even know about it until we were half done shooting it." At this point, Iger was so angry that he gestured with his arm, hitting a passing waiter who was carrying coffee. The waiter stumbled, spilling the coffee down Iger's shirt front, ruining his tie. "Can we just go home?" Braun said. "Nothing good is going to come from this." They got up without having eaten and left. They waited in silence on the sidewalk for the valets to bring their cars. Braun stayed home the next day. He consulted his lawyer, saying he expected to be fired. Eisner replied to his email proposing a meeting, saying that given how Braun had treated